You're listening to Real Estate Grad School's Income Breakthrough Podcast. Real estate agents, this is for you. There's a way to add $50,000 or more to your income in the next 12 months and then do it again the following 12 months, creating the income you imagine. Over the past 21 years, I've developed the systems and habits that lead real estate agents to achieve this income breakthrough. If you listen to these episodes and implement this material, you will achieve your income breakthrough. I'm Rich Levin, Master Coach, CEO, and founder of Real Estate Grad School. Let's get started. Let's talk about contact management systems. You might even write that down, contact management system. And I want to quickly distinguish contact management system from CRM. And the only reason I want to distinguish this is because CRM makes some people crazy. Because you think of a CRM and you think of all the cool things it does. As a matter of fact, I just saw a article on Inman that said, you know, the 15 key things that a CRM does. Well, the problem with most CRMs is that they're too complicated for most agents to do its most important basic function. So what's the most important basic function of a contact management system? A CRM is a contact management system. I'm just using the word CRM to talk about the electronic, the computer, the digital versions of a contact management system. Let's talk about the basic function of a contact management system and how it was done in the old days. So a contact management system is a place where you manage your leads. I often called it a lead management system. The lead management system is really simple. You get a lead. You put it in your lead management system in the old days on a 3x5 or a 4x6 card. And you'd put the name of the person, the basic contact information. And then when you spoke to the person, you'd put notes about it. So one piece of it, there are two pieces. One piece is the place where you have the contact information and the notes. So think of it like in the old days on a 3x5 card. So the contact management system and the note, contact management system and the notes. Okay. Now, what some people do is they'll do that in their Google Calendar and do that in Google Contacts, contact management system and the notes. Some people try to do it on an Excel spreadsheet. That's a good place to put the contact management, but gets a little cumbersome as those notes begin to add up. But it's step one, a place to keep the contact information and the notes. Second piece is your calendar, where you're going to put a date to prompt the people to call them back. So again, in the old days, the person would have their 3x5 card system, and that would be in alphabetical order so that if they wanted to reach the person, they could see who it was, and then they had their calendar, and on the date they wanted to call that person back, they'd put the name of that person, so they'd see the name, call Charlie Jones on May 22nd, and then on May 22nd, you see Charlie Jones, you go to the 3x5 card system that's in alphabetical order, you pull out Charlie Jones. Some agents, some trainers were actually teaching mistakenly to keep that 3x5 card system in date order, 1 through 31 for this month and future months. That will work for a second file card system, but you can just use a calendar for that. But see, the problem with using that system is that if the person, let's say you've got 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 leads you're working on, and one of them calls you, how do you find them if it's by date? You got to remember the date you're going to call them back. It's difficult. So instead, you keep the file card system by alphabetical order and put your calendar. Now, very few people do that anymore. Some do. Really, the old timers who are in their 50s, 60s, 70s, that's worked for them all along. Okay, today we have more digital versions of that, but whatever you use, the key is that you have a way so that you don't lose leads. So let me share a story. I was speaking yesterday with an agent. Good agent. Agent's been earning over $300,000 a year for a number of years in a market with an average price range of about $225,000. So he's doing a lot of transactions. He's doing 50, 60, 70, 80 transactions, whatever the number was. That doesn't come to mind. And he said to me, Rich, man, right as we're exiting this coronavirus era, he named it for me, there were 8 different leads, good leads that he'd gotten that he's working on. And what was happening was one of them didn't buy from him or sell with him because he had either lost track of them, he hadn't called them in too long, didn't have good notes, and when he was speaking with them, it was clear to them he didn't remember what they talked to him about. One of those situations, and it happened in two different of those leads. And so I knew that he was not using a contact management system, or he's not using it very effectively. So I explained to him the contact management system. He said, "Rich, I don't need that. I keep good track." Obviously, he didn't from what he told me, but I didn't call him on that quite yet. I said to him, "Look, we're in post-virus era. Just in the ending stages, beginning of the end of the coronavirus era, we hope. And so if you got 8 good leads right now, can you imagine a month from now you could have 10, 15, 20? How many will you lose then? How many will you not remember?" And so the person, is not impressed with the fact that you don't remember their situation. They think they're the only client on earth. They want you to think the same thing. And so all of a sudden it struck them. It's like, holy cow, there's a limit to this. And I said, "Look, you've been earning $300,000 or so for a little under it's been three years of very near to $300,000 or over $300,000 income. I said, "What's stopping you from getting to $400,000 and $500,000? Most people would think it's your lead generation. I'll bet you could add $100,000 from the leads that you've been losing." And so we looked, and he counted on his hand $40,000, $50,000, $60,000 in losses from last year without even thinking about it very hard. And then it really struck him, like, oh my gosh, there's a tremendous amount of loss with not having a solid contact management system. Now, I said, "What contact management system do you use?" He said, "I use Outlook." I said, "That's great. Outlook works just as well as anything else. Outlook's a perfectly fine system. Can you use it easily on your phone? Because when you're out in the field and all you have is a phone or a tablet with you, you don't have your laptop, you need to have that contact management system simple and easy to use so you can record leads. Or do you have a good place to make notes? And then every morning when you wake up, when you get to work, wherever you start your work, in your home office or your company's office, that one of the first things you do, maybe the first thing you do, is take all those notes you have from the day and get them into your contact management system, and you live by that contact management system." He said, "Well, Rich, look, somebody, I talked to somebody earlier today. I'm going to call them either later today or tomorrow. I don't need to put that in my contact management system." I said, "Yes, you do. Because I know an agent's life. I am an agent. I've been very successful as an agent. And I know that if you try to remember something at 9 o'clock in the morning, by 4 o'clock in the afternoon, not only are you beginning to wear out a bit, but you also have a lot of other things going on. So you take that lead you spoke to this morning that you want to call later in the day or tomorrow, stick them in the contact management system with the notes and a prompt to call them back today. Literally this afternoon, just call them back today. So that all day long, when you're looking at who to call, you're looking at that contact management system. When you get later in the day when you don't have appointments, you're ready to call back leads, or you're driving in the car, you open that up and there it is. You don't have to remember anything. You don't have to lose track of anything. So, man, it started to dawn on him. I'm hoping he's going to take that on. When we speak on our coaching call next week, I'll know. But I wanted to just talk about that topic today, that I don't want you to confuse a CRM, a digital CRM that has all kinds of cool functionality and all your leads come from the internet and go dumped right into it and they can sort the leads and the leads keep track of whether the people have looked at the listings on the website that you've been saying. I love all that stuff. It's terrific. But if you're not using your contact management system or your CRM for the most basic function, which is not losing leads, man, you're going to make a whole lot more money by cleaning up this basic use of your contact management system. You're going to make a lot more money by cleaning that up than by using the fancy tools. Now, the fancy tools may generate so much business that you can keep losing all those leads and still be growing. I love that. Man, that's a beautiful, you've got good things going on and a good contact management system. You're generating leads. But why suffer the loss when it's such a basic thing to do, to build the basic but not easy, because it's a new habit if you're not doing it already, to live by your contact management system. So let's just talk about a few basic things right here. I have my notes. Gotcha. So you want to live by your contact management system, which means, and I said this to this agent, I'll call him Joe, although his name isn't Joe. I said, when you get to work in the morning, where do you work? Do you start in your home office or your office? He said, I've got a home office at home. I said, great. When you get to your desk, I want you to start with taking a few minutes and looking at all of your leads and making sure that they're all in your contact management system, whatever system you use. Make sure they're all in there with, number one, contact information, notes, and the next date you want to speak to them. And if you ever want to speak to them again, even later today, make sure that date to prompt you to call them is in there. So you start your date, and the first thing I want him to do is take all those leads and get them in there, okay? Now, he said, Rich, what happens when all of a sudden I've got like 35 people to call? I know I'm going to call them all the same day. I say, great. Then you can take the time in the morning, every morning when you take this few minutes of planning, you can look and say, which are the 5 most important? Which are the 10 most important? Which are the 3 most important? And then make sure you make those calls for the day. And the other ones you can move forward to another day. And then you know, you start learning as you're doing this every day, how many leads you can manage, how many contacts you can manage. If it gets so overwhelming because there's so many people in there, and if you're doing a lot of business, so you're doing more business than ever before, you may need some assistance to keep track of that, to make some of the calls for you, or you may need to hire buyer's agents or other agents on your team. You may be in that situation. You may need an administrative person. But if you have a lot of leads, lots of leads, but you're not doing an extraordinary amount of business, you're not doing enough to afford that, then clearly you've got to stop calling prospects leads. So let's talk about this for just a moment. A prospect is somebody whose name you have, but you've never spoken to them. You don't know the quality of that. It might be your internet leads, Zillow leads, etc., and realtor.com leads. And so they're just lead names. My head coach, Kelly Bradeen, calls them lead names. We also call them prospects. We don't know anything about them. But once you call that person and you speak to them and you know they are a good prospect, now they've become a lead. Now you want to put them in the CRM with a callback date. Somebody has said to me, Rich, man, I've got like thousands of people in my CRM. How do I clean that up? I say, don't clean it up. Don't clean it up. Everybody talks about cleaning up their CRM. There might be some reasons for it. For the purpose of lead management, for the purpose of not losing leads, leave all those thousands of leads. I said, it's like you have a closet in your house. It's full of garbage. Man, it's just everything goes there. You don't need to clean it up. You can live perfectly in a house for decades and leave that closet full. You can have all those contacts in your CRM and you don't have to do anything with them. But anybody that you want to call back is on callback dates. So the key is on your callback dates that you're not overwhelmed there. So the goal is to each day organize those leads, but not done. I said, wherever you work in the morning, I want you to be sure you schedule at least an hour, 1 hour, at least an hour, sitting in the same place and begin calling those leads and following up with the people. So you have the habit of keeping your leads organized. They're all going into your contact management system. You have the habit of and the system to live by your contact management system. So when you want to know who to call, that's where you go. You have the habit of making notes there and prompting your next callback every time, but you also have the habit of then staying in that place where you organize your leads and make whatever calls you can. I suggest you do all of your office work during that hour after you plan in the morning. After you take 10 minutes to plan in the morning, you spend at least an hour working on your plan. And for this particular agent, for Joe, to specifically organize the leads, get them all into the contact management system with notes and callback dates, and then make the calls that you can make that morning, make the texts you can make, the emails you need to do, et cetera. The social media exchange, that's a great time to do your social media first thing in the day, to particularly in the places where you want to engage and encounter leads and follow up with people. So your contact management system is probably the most important tool in your arsenal. It's the most important, the most important weapon, whatever analogy you want to use. So I want you to understand that the key function, the most basic function, is 100% lead follow-up. You don't lose any lead that you want. Let's get that. I want you to get that skill solid so that you can you can stop losing leads and add. I've had agents add 100%, 50 to 100% is common to add to their business when they make this a habit, because they realize how much good business and income they've lost because they haven't used the simplest functionality of their contact management system. Thank you for listening to Real Estate Grad School's Income Breakthrough Podcast with me, Rich Levin. Subscribe to this podcast, keep implementing these systems and habits, and you will achieve income breakthrough. To get access to the best self-accountability system in real estate, email me at rich@regradschool.com. That's rich@regradschool.com to sign up, or visit realestategradschool.com to learn more.